You are there, Atlanta Constitution, June 16, 1913. Little Mary Fagan. Constitution picture, will figure in trial, the Atlanta Constitution. Monday, June 16, 1913, solicitor wants photograph of spot where Mary Fagan's body was found. A flashlight picture, made by the Constitution's staff photographer, is to be used as evidence by the prosecution in the trial of Leo M. Frank. This was made evident Sunday afternoon when Detective John Starnes applied to a Constitution reporter for the photograph of the spot in the pencil factory basement where Mary Fagan's body was discovered. Starnes would not state why he wanted the picture, saying only that it would be used by the prosecution. He was extremely desirous of getting it, and it will be put in his possession this morning. It is rumored that by the picture an effort will be made to corroborate certain statements of James Conley, the Negro sweeper, when he is placed on the witness stand. Starnes told the reporter that the prosecution was ready for trial. He expressed confidence that the mystery would be cleared at the coming trial, which he believes will be held on the 30th. In case of postponement, he says, it will be the fault of the defense, as the state is ready. Starnes has been intimately associated with the Solicitor General during the murder investigation. In fact, he has been more closely in touch with Dorsey than any other official concerned in the case. He is a detective attached to headquarters and associated with Detective Pat Campbell, who has been identified with many big criminal cases, which the detective department has solved.